Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 80, The History of the Sword. The history of the sword is a fascinating journey through time, reflecting the technological advancements, warfare tactics, and cultural significance of different civilizations. As both a weapon of war and a symbol of power, the sword has played a central role in shaping history. From its earliest origins in the Bronze Age to its ceremonial and symbolic use in the modern era, the sword remains one of the most iconic weapons ever developed. The earliest swords emerged during the Bronze Age, around 1600 BCE. These early weapons were made from bronze, a material that allowed for relatively sharp and durable blades. The earliest known swords have been discovered in the Near East, particularly in Mesopotamia and Egypt. Due to the limitations of bronze, these early swords were short, resembling large daggers rather than the long swords of later periods. The technology of sword making advanced as metallurgy improved, leading to stronger and more effective weapons. The introduction of iron in the Iron Age, around 1200 BCE, revolutionized sword making. Iron swords were stronger, more resilient, and could be made longer than their bronze predecessors. Civilizations such as the Celts, Greeks, and Romans developed distinct sword designs suited to their combat styles. The Greek hoplites wielded the xiphos, a short thrusting sword, while the Romans famously used the gladius, a short sword ideal for close combat. The Roman gladius was particularly effective in the disciplined formations of the Roman legions, where it was used in conjunction with large shields and stabbing techniques. During the medieval period, sword design continued to evolve in response to changes in armor and warfare tactics. The early medieval period saw the dominance of the spatha, a longer sword used by Roman cavalry that influenced the designs of early European swords. As the Middle Ages progressed, the development of mail and later plate armor led to the need for more specialized swords. The arming sword, used by knights and soldiers, became the standard weapon of medieval Europe. By the 12th and 13th centuries, the longsword, with its double-edged blade and two-handed grip, had become the favored weapon of knights and warriors across the continent. This period also saw the emergence of the falchion, a single-edged sword with a curved blade used for cutting rather than thrusting. The late medieval and Renaissance periods witnessed the refinement of sword-making techniques and the diversification of sword types. The rapier, a slender and sharply pointed sword, became popular in the 16th and 17th centuries, particularly in civilian dueling and self-defense. Unlike the heavy longswords of earlier centuries, the rapier was designed for thrusting attacks and required great skill in fencing. This period also saw the development of the saber, a curved sword primarily used by cavalry. The saber became the weapon of choice for European and Middle Eastern horsemen, as its curved blade was particularly effective for slashing attacks from horseback. The advent of gunpowder in the early modern period gradually reduced the sword's prominence as a battlefield weapon. Firearms changed the nature of warfare, making traditional melee combat less significant. However, swords remained an important secondary weapon for officers and cavalry. The 18th and 19th centuries saw the continued use of the saber by military forces, with various adaptations made to suit different styles of warfare. In some regions, such as Japan, the sword retained its cultural and martial significance, with the katana remaining a revered weapon in samurai tradition. Even as firearms became dominant in warfare, the sword never entirely disappeared. In the 19th and early 20th centuries, ceremonial and dress swords remained an important part of military and aristocratic traditions. Officers in many armies continued to carry swords as a symbol of rank and prestige. The British military, for example, retained the use of the cavalry saber and dress swords for formal occasions. Similarly, the Japanese katana remained a key element of samurai culture and was still carried by some officers in the early 20th century. The symbolic significance of the sword has endured into the modern era. Today, swords are primarily used in ceremonial contexts, such as military parades, knighthood ceremonies, and historical reenactments. Many martial arts traditions, including fencing and kendo, preserve the techniques and philosophy of swordsmanship. Collectors and historians continue to study and admire swords from different periods, recognizing their artistic craftsmanship and historical importance. Throughout history, the sword has represented power, honor, and skill. It has been a weapon of conquest, a tool of self-defense, and an instrument of justice. Legends and myths surrounding famous swords, such as King Arthur's Excalibur or the legendary katana of the samurai, have further cemented the sword's place in cultural memory. Whether as a practical weapon or a symbol of authority, the sword remains an enduring emblem of human ingenuity and martial tradition. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.